Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second, the third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting third, the first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second, the center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Luis Almo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jethro. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Terwilliger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Hartsfield moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Hartsfield moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jethro. Ward reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0-for-1 in the game. Almo strikes out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chipman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hartsfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 2 in the game. Jethro takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jethro moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pafko for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0 for 2 in the game. Almo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chipman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jethro strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Elliott moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 2 in the game. Minner strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 3 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jethro. Serena reaches second base with a double. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Chipman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0 for 3 in the game. Almo hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko is hit by the pitch. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Sisti pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hartsfield bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisti moves to second. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jethro strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Smalley, who tags Torgerson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sisti scores. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sawatzky for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-3 in the game. Minner strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0-for-4 in the game. Almo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Serena hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmen Morrow pinch runs for Preston Ward. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morrow moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Carmen Morrow now playing left field. Hank Sauer now playing first base. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hartsfield bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoag moves to second. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Jethro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Northey pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Emil Verben pinch runs for Carl Sawatzki. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-4 in the game. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Minner moves to second. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Serena hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rube Walker now catching. Ron Northey now playing right field. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Almo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-1 in the game. Northey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jethro. Northey reaches second base with a double. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is walked intentionally. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-5 in the game. Minner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Bobby Hoog. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.